The Manjaris, of course, they're Paliyadasis of Radharani, they're protected maidservants of Radharani. And there are, of course, a handful of coward boys. And also, this Priyanarmasakas, Subal, especially, they're able to experience and assist Krishna in his conjugal pastimes, erotic pastimes, and Sringar Ras with Radharani and the gopis, especially Radharani. And they experience something of what Krishna is doing, and they're aware of it. And the Manjaris, their pleasure, and it's explained in Adi Leela chapter 4, that the happiness and pleasure that the Manjaris and Paliyadasis experience by assisting and bringing Radha and Krishna together for their conjugal sports or dalliance is millions of more times more than even Krishna and Radharani experience. How this works, that has to be realized when we go to that plane in Siddhadeya. But that's the statement of Kasturi Manjari, Krishna's Kaviraj, that they find so much happiness from serving and bringing that union about. Because here there's always the separation. There's always separation of space and time, because these are limiting factors in the material energy, space and time. And it's not possible for one person to do everything or be everywhere. But when we see Krishna's Leela, for example, in Dwarka Leela, when Narada Muni was visiting different palaces, Narada Muni expanded himself into 16,000 Naradas. Then he went into all the palaces at the same time. And he just went, in every palace, Narada was doing the same thing. It was just Narada with his Veena witnessing, looking with the same curious eyes. But in every single palace, he saw each of the 16,000 Krishnas doing something different simultaneously. And some were playing dice, and some were playing chess, and some were joking with their wives, some were eating, some were playing with their grandchildren, this, that. He was amazed. How is it that Krishna can do all the different things at the same, simultaneously at the same moment? So in the same way, this achintya aspect of Krishna's Leela, how, because there's no limitation of time, there's no limitation of space. So when the Manjaris are serving Radha and Krishna, they're bringing them to the different activities the Manjaris engage in, carrying messages and pacifying them, Radha and Krishna, when they're having man or having quarrel with each other, and assisting their conjugal unions. And they feel the same pleasure, whatever Radharani is experiencing, because they're totally identified, they're tanmoy, totally identified with Radharani, and Krishna's pleasure also. And then the pleasure that they feel by serving Radha and Krishna and bringing them together in union, conjugal union, is described millions of times more than Radha and Krishna are experiencing. So they're not, they don't feel that, oh, I'm missing out, or I'm not there. I'm not there that someone else is enjoying and not me, or I'm left out. They feel very much that whatever, and more so, the pleasure that Radha and Krishna are feeling is, and I'm not worried about my pleasure, and I'm not caring about my pleasure, and I'm not trying to find any pleasure here. I'm just serving them. But automatically I'm being, this pleasure is being showered upon me without any care for collecting or gathering pleasure. And in the material world, everyone is so much after their own pleasure and endeavoring and working in so many different ways to get pleasure for themselves and whatever little bit they get. So the Manjaris, they're just, as it's often said, they're units of seva. Their minds, hearts, bodies, everything is made of seva. Just like Radharani on the other side, Radharani being the consort of Krishna, her body is Mahabhav. So her body is the pinnacle of divine love experience. So every pore, every part of her body, her mind, her heart, everything is made of Mahabhav. She's absorbed in loving and pleasing Krishna. And the Manjaris are absorbed in loving and pleasing Radha, Radha Dasyam. And that is, they don't know anything else. And then Krishna sometimes, he becomes attracted to mandris because they're also very beautiful and very attractive and charming. And then, and it even says some scriptures that alludes to the idea or indicates that occasionally, with, if Radharani asks the mandri that Krishna seems to be showing an interest in you, maybe you should and surrender and please him according to his wishes. And then the mandri begs, no, Radharani, I'm your protected maidservant. And then sometimes Radharani says, no, it's my service. You do on my behalf. It's for me. So then they may do. But generally, our Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami, they say even if, and Rati, let's say Raghunath Das, they refuse. They'll even refuse Krishna. They say, Krishna, I'm sorry. And then Radharani, if she sees it, they're so determined not to even even rebel against Radharani's order because they're so determined to serve Radharani, even to the extent of not serving her when she asks them to go with Krishna. Then she says, all right, forget about it. But there's room for that. I mean, and some devotees, they follow that line of thought too. That if Radharani asks me, then I would like to please Krishna that way. Some devotees have that bhav. But generally, in the Gaudiya line, it's presented that the mandris or the liberated servants of Radharani, they're fully satisfied, and that's all their aim and ambition is just to please and satisfy Radharani, which means, of course, to make arrangements for her to be with Krishna in the most intimate possible ways, and that's the best service they can do for Radharani. Now, you may do so many things for me, but if you know that I'm most pleased when I meet a particular person and you do something to bring me together with that person, then that's the best service that you could render to me. Because you're giving me the best thing, the thing or the person I want most. That's some difficult. I mean, another point that adds even more spice to the whole understanding is that mandris are generally married, although it's not necessary. It's also told they don't have to marry. But if they really want to assist in the fullest way, they have to have some rumor of marriage or some belief that they're married or some idea, because Radharani's in Parakya Bhav. Her relationship with Krishna is Parakya, so if they don't have a husband and they're not running away from their husband and going out to be with Krishna and Radha, like Radharani is leaving her husband, so-called husband, then they can't understand what it means to be Parakya if there's no husband. Although it says that not all the mandris, some mandris don't even want to deal with that. Somehow they're able to still assist because all the bhavas pastimes are in Parakya, Radha and Krishna, Parakya Bhava. But generally it says that they all have husbands. So these are a little hard, these are difficult things to grasp at our conditioned level. But they're described in the Shastras, so we accept them and hold them above our head and worship them. And understand that Parakya Bhava is the highest expression of conjugal love in its purest transcendental form in the spiritual world that goes on. That mood is there, that belief that I'm married to somebody else and I'm sneaking out and running off to meet Krishna. And it creates so much excitement and thrill and fear of getting caught and enriches the meeting because they don't know how long it will last or if some superiors may catch us. There's so much suspense and thrill in the whole pastime. And of course, it's all Krishna and his own energies. It's all Krishna and his Ladini Shakti. So there's no perversion there and no impropriety there or immorality. It's all totally transcendental. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhis Tabiri Eva Nijrupata Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivisatya Kilatma Bhuta Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Nijrupataya Kalabhi. Nijrupataya Kalabhi is his own, Krishna's own, his own forms, his own expanded forms. Nijrupataya Kalabhi Kala Kalabhi. There, Radharani is nothing other than Krishna. All the gopis are Krishna, Krishna's expansion. Eko Bahusham. So, this is a subject matter for our bhajan, Radha Dasyam. eternal divine slavery of the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And Mahaprabhu has come, so Bhakti Sriyam, to distribute this most sublime opportunity for those that are inclined to awaken that inclination and cultivate that bhav and that seva bhav to the perfection of Krishna Prem. Dai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.